Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Before my drug use, I was really involved with my family. I was involved with my friends. I did acting, you know, singing, whatever. And then when I started using drugs, that all went on the back burner, and I got an attitude, a really bad attitude, and I was isolating myself, and so that was probably the first time.
So probably some things to look for, right? I mean, just if your kids are isolating and
yes.
the attitude changes
yes.
and all the things that you used to love to do,
mm-hmm.
suddenly you're not doing it anymore.
Yeah, definitely. And eventually the weight loss as well.
Physical changes.
You can even tell bags underneath the eyes, not eating as much.
Friends change.
Yes,
that
yes.
you, when you were singing and dancing, cheerleading or whatever, that's
mm-hmm.
probably not the same friend that you're
mm-hmm.
shooting heroin with,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
You know, on the same line, there was this, I keep going by, I did some study of the National Center of Addiction and Substance Abuse before coming. Interesting, a study that they did just recently showed that it was on the importance of family dinners. And those families that meet at least 5 to 7 times a week with their kids over dinner, have a lunch or a dinner together, these families are almost 4 times less likely to have kids use marijuana, and twice as likely to have their kids using alcohol. So you're half as, if you are having dinners with your kids, you've got a 50% greater chance of your kids not using alcohol. So it gets back to spending time, quality time with your kids.
Yeah, that's another huge thing, is making sure that your kids can come to you, that they feel comfortable, that if they are getting into something, that they can say, okay, mom, like, this is what's going on, or if they're having, or this is going on at their school, and not being worried of like that iron fist that's coming down, you know.
So how did it come out? How'd the news come out about you using? How'd they find out?
Probably it was my mom who found out first, and I stole her credit card. Mm. And that was not like me before. I would never do anything like that. I used to live off of loyalty, and my mom, and she's like, what is going on? She's like, you're not yourself. And I just broke down because I was already like 2 years into my addiction.
And you probably, you wanted out probably.
I wanted out, yeah, at that point. It was not fun anymore. It was not fun at all.
And so talk a little bit about that conversation.
That was hard. There was a mix of relief in it as well, because it's tiring. You're going behind your parents' back. You know, you're living this lifestyle that you know that you should, but you're a slave to it. And so when my mom finally came to me and was like, what's going on? What's up? I was scared, but when I started a little bit and it all just poured out, and it was a huge relief.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.